And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. Besides protecting and serving, the Ubley Police Department will also be teachers. Police Chief Anthony Wood informed the council that he and Officer Dave Roth are now certified to instruct classes on hunter safety, and they're ready to put their new skill to use. The Ubley School District will have a hunter safety class as part of their curriculum, starting with the school year of 2026-2027 academic year. In other police matters, the council approved spending up to $7,200 to purchase two speed limit radar signs. Those signs are to be placed at the east and west entrances to the village in order to slow traffic down. And retired Caro Fire Chief Dave Matlin has passed away, according to the City of Caro Fire Department. Department officials say Matlin spent many years serving both the department and the community, and is being remembered for his leadership, mentorship, and dedication to fellow firefighters. Colleagues say his influence helped shape generations of firefighters all throughout his career. The department is asking the community to keep the Matlin family and friends in their thoughts during this time. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. And more municipalities are approving a moratorium on data centers. The Denmark Township Board of Trustees approved a resolution at this month's meeting to impose a one-year moratorium on data center permits, licenses, and approvals of their development. By doing that, it will give the board time to learn more about data centers and to develop ordinances governing them. A data center is a physical facility that is the backbone of the internet's expanding use and the electrical power that is needed for it to operate. Also, during the meeting, the board discussed the renewal of $1 million for 10 years to repair and maintain roads. If approved, the millage would generate about $137,000. And sparring over details occurred again at this month's meeting of the Lapeer City Commission. There was a lengthy discussion of the evaluation process of City Manager Mike Womack's job performance. He's worked for the city since May of 2023, and in his opinion, his evaluation should be done about the time of his employment anniversary, and the standard evaluation form that has been used should continue to be used instead of developing a new one on the fly. Mayor Jeremy Hing is pushing to use a different evaluation format rather than the one that has been used, and it's Womack's impression, as well as some of the commissioners, that Hing is posturing to remove Womack as city manager, which Hing denies. After a protracted discussion on whether when the evaluation will be done, it was eventually decided to conduct Womack's job performance evaluation during a special meeting at 4 p.m. on Monday, July 20th, instead of at 8 a.m. on July 6th, as had been suggested. A later time was agreed on when Womack pointed out an early meeting would be difficult for the public to attend. A later time was agreed on, and Womack contends the public has a right to know about his performance as manager. He countered with a reminder that a city manager works at the pleasure of the commission instead. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.